So every new person that's ever worked with me always immediately tells me what their goal is, what their big goal is when it comes to their next event, what they want to conquer. And some of the people that I know will say, I want to do a half marathon, I want to do a full marathon. Maybe they have dreams of completing an Ironman, whatever it may be. But I always pose this question to them, how did last year go? Hey everyone, it's Dr. Heather, your virtual sports chiropractor, and if you haven't heard just yet, I've created 27 tips for runners on injury prevention, and we're going to go ahead and get into this next tip, which really kind of looks at reflecting back at those past events. It's kind of looking at that past year because it's actually really key in making sure that your success in the next year is going to be huge. I'm going to give you a perfect example because this client just started with me. She's a triathlete. She actually has the goal of competing in Finland this coming year. That's going to be 2023 in Worlds. And she's right now suffering with knee pain. But again, she has a history of low back discomfort, old disc injuries, and so forth. So what I had said to her was, we have to really look at where have you been? You know, how did you do at these last events? What happened? What occurred? What did you notice? So this all becomes a real key in figuring out how you're gonna go ahead and overcome these injuries and how you're gonna go ahead and achieve the goal that you have set forward. Now, again, there's a lot of detail that kind of goes into this, but when you as the individual, as the athlete, even the non-athlete, when you can put this into more realistic perspective, you will have a better appreciation on how you're gonna go ahead and get to that goal line. Now granted, the triathlete that's working with me, now she's gonna be more of an elite athlete, and I could take a look at the more recent person I had work with me. So she had gone ahead, she started with me, we overcame a hamstring injury, but then she wound up overdoing it a little bit, and had a little bit more damage to her knee because she kind of derailed herself, off, you know, the course a little bit and did a little too much and wound up having another injury set in, but brought her back. And now she has a better understanding that it's important that we keep things mapped out accordingly so we don't have those flare-ups. So she doesn't get that knee flare-up, she doesn't wind up having that hip bursitis set in, and she doesn't have that hamstring strain that she originally came to me for come into play either. So what I'm saying to you is, when you look at your goal, okay, and we all put them down, you know, when you look at that big ultimate goal that you have, take a look at your past events. Kind of reflect back on how you did at each one of them. In terms of, look at your pace, look at your mileage, look at, did you have any issues with ankle, foot, shin splints, plantar fasciitis, hip discomfort, knee discomfort, low back pain? Did you notice a long recovery time post-event? Meaning like, you know, was your nutrition, your hydration not good? You know, you wanna really look at all these things. Were you sleep deprived? It's really becomes a real crucial thing in understanding how you're gonna achieve that goal that you have had set for you. And if you want to, I highly recommend, you know, drop some comments down below. I'm happy to give you some just general advice on things you can do to really get you to that goal as well. Again, if you haven't grabbed the free guide, you know, the 27 tips and tricks for injury prevention for runners, I would highly recommend you check it out today. I've left you the link down below. Guys, I will catch you all in the next video.